Hello, this is Amanda with Astrology Answers. You're calling about a reship. What items was it that you purchased?
It was the tarot cards for $31.99. I'm looking at it here on my bank statement.
What's your zip code?
It was 36870. Was supposed to go to 268 Lee Road, but I think I should get.
You said 36870.
Mm-hmm.
And your first and last name?
Pamela Nelson.
Okay, we're not pulling up anything with any of that information, not even your email address.
Okay, well, I have,
you have a charge on the 15th.
It was on the 15th of April, and it was for $31.99. I'm looking at my bank statement right here.
And is it showing that the payment was collected, or was it pending at that time? Because if it was pending,
no, it was paid out. It was paid out, and I'm also looking at my informed delivery, where it was sent to my post office and sent back.
Okay, so then that means you didn't use the email you're giving us. There's something you're not giving us that's correct, because none of this is pulling up in our system.
Okay, try the other email then. H-I-G-H-P-R-I-E-S-T-E-S-S 80 High Priestess. Baby. Did you hear me, man?
It was 80, and what was the rest?
Okay, it's High Priestess BBY 80.
Okay.
At Gmail.
Yep, there's nothing pulling up under that either. And that was H-I-G-H-P-R-I-E-S-T-E-S-S-B-B-Y.
No, High Priestess, HIGHPRIESTESSBBY 80 at Gmail.
Yes, that's what I said. PRI is in Igloo, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, T is in Tom, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, S is in Sam.
Yeah, BBY
80 at gmail.com. Yep, nothing pulling up under that either.
Well, I have two emails here, and I have my confirmations form.
And what's the order number? Because that should have been included in the email.
Okay, let me go back to that email here. Yeah, because it's under my Justice 80 here, it looks like. I asked her for that email. She said she didn't have that one. I have two emails. Okay. Yeah, let me see here. 15th. All right. Yes, ma'am. Let me go down here. All righty. Now. The order number here is just, it just tells me whatever the price here is for this. And it just has astrology tarot card. And, you know, I have my confirmation that I paid for it, but I don't have a.
And it's astrology answers, and the tarot cards were $39.95.
They were $31.99.
If you're not getting the offer, it's $39.95.
It was on your shop. Astrology Anthem shop. Let me tell you what my statement will tell you here.
Okay, so ours, if it's Astrology Answers shop. That doesn't sound like a membership with Astrology Answers.
I didn't say I was a membership. That's what I was trying to tell that lady the first time. I just bought the offer offline.
Okay, I don't think that's going to be us. Ours is a membership. You log into your astrology account.
No. See, this right here was just an ad and advertising for 31. I'm looking here. Hold on. I'm going to take a confirmation on my face. Same here. Okay, here we go. Yeah, because if that's the case, then even refund my money. Okay, charge my card on the 15th for a PO, and it says PO, so it was a PO, so. PO, so it says shop.ASV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For $31.99.
That's not going to be us.
And then it has an sc.astrologyanswers right here. And it charged.
And who gave you the offer? Don, an expert? I mean, we don't have anything like that. Like, our astrology tarot cards are $39.95.
Okay, that's all that I ordered. And at that time, they were $31.39. Now, I'm looking at the website here on my bank statement. Let me see. I still have the confirmation where I screenshot when I bought it off the website. Yeah,
we're searching your.
It was just a regular ad for tarot cards. Let's see. I actually have it. I still have the screenshot. Come on.
Spell your last name out.
N-E-L-S-O-N.
Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
It says first name. And what was your first name?
Pamela.
It's nothing pulling up. What's the last four digits of the card that was charged?
6676.
There's nothing with your information pulling up in our system.
Okay, well, I see it on my bank statement here, so what do I need to do? Dispute this with my bank? Because
yeah, you'll need to dispute it with them because that's going to be a different company. It's not going to be us.
Okay, so this is an astrology.com?
No, this is Astrology Answers.
That's what I meant.
And any time we've never had an issue where we don't put, when we put an issue, all the information, nothing pulls up. There's nothing pulling up with any of your information.
Okay, the company went back. It said it went back to Florida here on the third.
It went. I'm sorry. What?
It was returned back. I'm watching it being tracked and returned back to y'all on the here with the number. Y'all can track that with the UPS because I have a tracking number here with the UPS.
We don't have your information. There's no information in our system that is showing that you have ordered anything from us. Just like I said, even if we run special offers on tarot cards, you have to be a member where you can log into your account, view your library, and get special offers that way.
Well, it's got to be something because it came to my thing.
The only thing I would be able to do is tell you to dispute the charge because we don't have any information of you.
How it came to my email then. Okay.
Right.
I bet it's under a different email. I only have three emails. It might just be because of how it's synced. LibraLadyP80@jump.com. It could be how that could be my could be giving you my email, but it could be because of the phone syncing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like I have three emails.
Well, with this account, if you have an astrology account, it only can have one email. It won't sync all three. And you said Libra Lady.
P80, yep, at Gmail.
Nope, it's nothing pulling up under that email.
Okay, then I'll have to just keep that.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling Astrology Answers. Have a good day.